This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Weaning season is a critical stage for calves as they face a new home, loss of mom, and differing sources for water and feed. Keeping them healthy through this stressful period requires careful attention for producers choosing to background these calves. SDSU Extension Beef Feedlot Management Specialist Warren Rushi believes buyers aren't interested in purchasing calves that haven't been prepped well.
At the values we're at, we can afford to make sure they're well vaccinated. We can afford to make sure that we've met their needs from a nutritional standpoint, and we can do some things like helping cattle adjust to changing an environment.
Cow-calf producers weaning and retaining these calves are encouraged to assess pen size, opting for smaller quarters for a time to help calves find feed and water, as well as enable managers to better monitor calf health.
Are we doing what we need to do from a nutritional standpoint? You know, adding just a little bit of cost on the front end might end up, probably will be, a profitable enterprise if we can keep cattle healthier and keep them on feed.
Rushi believes backgrounding calves for 60 to 90 days after weaning allows producers to take advantage of genetics and feed while reducing risk for buyers.
To me, the danger point is those cattle that have been weaned for maybe 30 days. From my standpoint and from communicating with buyers, most of them would just assume buy them right off the ranch. Because what happens is at about 30 days, what we've done is we have them now at the point where if they're going to get sick, that's when it's going to happen. And we now changed addresses and introduced stress.
For more on weaning and preconditioning calves for the next stage, visit extension.sdstate.edu.